Hey guys, welcome to 50 First Guess, where we talk about just how awful millennial dating can be. I apologize that I didn't get this out on Friday. I've had an insanely busy week, and I might have been drinking some peppermint schnapps and some hot chocolate. No, lied. Chocolate milk. It's cool. It's nice. So we'll see how this goes. But I can say I got a new job, so I'll be making that big bartender money, hopefully, and I booked something, so that's really exciting. So that's why my week was so crazy, and I definitely apologize. But here we are, where we talk about things that are terrible, because dating is awful. Now, a funny thing, though, about ghosting is that it has to happen, right, the first time. And I remember the first time I got ghosted on, and I had no idea what the fuck it was. It had to be, like, a few years now at this point, maybe four. I think I was just out of college. Yes, okay, so I was, because my acting class friends had to do with this. So this was, like, a year or two out of college, so it was about 3 years ago. Fuck my life, so long ago. And I decided to get out there. Now, here's the thing with online dating apps. Nobody likes it, and everybody, for the first time they get on the apps, they get online, they're like, it just doesn't work for me. I'm not the type of person who can do app dating. I need personality and connection, blah blah blah, boo fucking who. We've all been there. Nobody likes app dating or online dating. It works for nobody. So this was literally my third attempt of trying to do the apps or online stuff, and guess what? I had never had a date from, you know, the interwebs. I did a very grand gesture, kind of like a reveal of, like, sun salutation, just so you understand how big the internet is. I finally decided to meet somebody. I finally get up the courage and decided, fuck it, I'm gonna do it. And I'm using Tinder, and I meet with this girl. Her name is Susie. And that's the first real name I've used on this podcast, because you know what? Fuck you, Susie. The reason why I'm using her real name is because I have no idea where she is in the world. I had no connection. That's not true. I had a couple connections with her. It's also kind of to illustrate that I still remember her name. And this was years ago. And you know what? It wasn't a very good date. I didn't actually want to go on a second date with her. But because she ghosted on me, I was kind of obsessing over it. And I didn't even know what happened. We're in Orange County. We meet at this nearby lake. And because we just were, you know, which white people have lakes everywhere. And so we meet at a Starbucks, right? And she goes to a different Starbucks that's on the same street. And I'm like, where the fuck is this girl? And she's like, oh my God, I'm like such a mess. I'm like, okay. So we get past that awkward thing. We're just chilling, walking around the lake, having whatever. I'm probably having water or nothing because I don't drink caffeine. And it's okay at first. We're learning about, oh, you have this friend in common, we have this friend in common, because I think Tinder does that, because it hooks up through your Facebook or something, or it used to at least. And we start talking, and it's okay, it's kind of nice, because I was thinking at the very least, maybe I could actually meet, like, a lesbian friend, you know what I mean? Somebody who I can talk with, we can relate to on things, because I had one in college, and she lived in San Diego, now all the way up in fucking Washington State. And I was thinking, too, it could be like a treat where you meet one lesbian, you meet all the lesbians, which is what happened to me in L.A. I was really hoping that could happen in Orange County. And so I don't remember a lot of what we talked about, but I remember this one vivid fucking conversation. I was like, oh, no. Hell nah, my day in this bitch. We're sitting on a park bench. There's these two ducks. They're on, like, a duck date. You can tell, like, she's mad at him. It's not going great. We're, like, commenting on the duck date we're watching. And then it comes up that her parents have cats. I was like, oh, that's awesome. Like, I love cats. She doesn't fucking like the cat. Like, the cat will be outside meowing to come in, and she won't let the cat in. Like, a monster. And I'm like, just thinking, like, it was a very quick shift within me where I'm like, there is something wrong with this bitch. Because first of all, I love cats. I have so many cats at home in Orange County. I live with a cat. There's a cat literally 3 feet from me right now. But I also just love animals in general. And then she says that she doesn't even really like animals. Like, she doesn't like them in the house and she doesn't even want pets. I'm like, are you a fucking sociopath? Serial killer? Like, What kind of human being doesn't like cats? I will tell you, serial killers. Those are the types of people that don't like any animals. I didn't mean to just say cats. But if you're going to dislike an entire species just because maybe you met one cat that wasn't nice, that makes you specious. That's like saying, like, oh, I don't like black people because, you know, I had an interaction with one black person. Yes, it's the same thing with cats. I'm kind of tipsy, so I don't know if I'm going to regret saying that. But it's, you can't generalize a whole species off of one interaction, whether it's birds, rats, mice, cats, dogs, you know? Anyone who just blanketly dislikes an animal group, I question. And you don't have to have, like, your favorite... If someone's favorite animal isn't a cat, I'm not going to be like, well, you have no soul. Out loud, I'm not going to say that. But you get where I'm going with this. So I'm just like, hell to the no. But friends, potentially friends, meeting other lesbians, because, like, we talked and it was fine. And we had a good time. So at the end of the date, she was like, we should definitely do this again. I was like, okay, great, yeah. And so later, it's like my first, like, date, you know, where you don't really know the person. You meet up, and it went relatively well, minus the fact she's a soulless animal hater. And, you know, we were texting, right? And I'm just like, yeah, we should definitely meet up. She seemed interested. She said she wanted to meet up. And I asked her what her schedule was. She did not get back to me. This is how much I fucking remember about this girl I had no interest in dating, and because I got ghosted on, was that she was working at In-N-Out. It was a new location, which I wish had been open during high school, because it was like less than five minutes from my high school. And she wasn't sure of her hours, and she was trying to work a lot to move up to like a managerial position, because you can make a shit ton working as a manager in In-N-Out. It's insane, which is amazing. Good for livable wages and such. And she never got back to me. And I was like, what the fuck is this shit? She didn't reply. It was just bizarre. So I'm at Disneyland with my friends. And for all of you that remember, there is an event called the Mad Tea Party in California Adventure. California Adventure serves alcohol, and there's a Mad Tea Party that was, like, lesbian central, I must say. The same day, I went up to this girl, and, like, my friends were like, just go tell her you think she's attractive, even if she doesn't swing your way. But she did swing my way, and she gave me a kiss, She gave me a kiss. Wow, peppermint schnapps. I put way too much in my cold chocolate milk. Jesus. I've had a really rough couple days. And the cat is now using the litter box when he could have been using it for hours. Sorry about that, not sure if you could hear it, but it was very loud and long and obnoxious, and just to cover up whatever he did. And I, you know, kissed this girl, and she was from Washington State. Just my luck, you know, not from the area. And anyway, so we're at Disneyland, and I'm kind of tipsy because it's a mad tea party. Like, I mean, those drinks could get you, like, fucked up. I was telling my friend, really, Timber? Jesus Christ. You Gucci? Really? Now, your food now? Fuck my life. And I was just making a play about how great animals are. God. Anyway. So, we're drinking Disneyland. And I was telling my friends about what happened, and they're kind of tipsy, but I also don't think they understood the concept of ghosting at the time either. Because today, if I were to be like, yeah, I went out on a date with a girl, she seemed interested in that, she didn't get back to me, everyone would just be like, oh, okay, she ghosted, sorry, this sucks. But all my friends, all, you know, like three, no, there was like four people, it was actually like a decent number of people, were like, oh my gosh, like, she probably just got busy, like, you should totally reach out to her, just say, hey, like, blah blah blah, I like you. Total, like, support, let's just, you know, go. Like, I should go for it, you know? And I did. And she got back to me, and she's like, oh my gosh, I was so sorry, I was busy with work. I was like, oh, okay, cool, like, do you want to go out again? Do you want to hang out again? She's like, yeah, of course. And I was like, great, what's your schedule? And she didn't get back to me. And I was like, what the fuck is that? How is it that someone would tell you, lie to you, say that they want to see you, they want to get together, and then not get back to you at all? It was mind-boggling. But the weirdest part was, like, I didn't even want to go out with this girl. So what was it? Was it ego? A girl says she was interested and now she's not. I'm the one getting rejected. Is it the mystery? Why? Why do you feel the need to lie? What's this weird pattern of behavior that I haven't seen before and I haven't understand? Was it just it was hurtful and I needed an answer and some kind of closure? Honestly, I'm not 100% sure. I did, you know, that episode about, you know, why ghosting sucks so much, basically. And it's kind of, the answer is kind of all of those things. And it really sucked. And now the litter box is cleaning itself. I don't know if you can hear it. At least the timing was... It started again. Pets are awesome. So great. I don't even know what I was talking about. So I think the answer to... So I did that episode, you know, on why ghosting sucks so much. And I think the answer is all of it. It is weird. It's new behavior. We're also giving people the slide. Okay, we went on a date. I'm like, hey, you want to go out again? You kind of seemed interested. You just get back to me. If likened to, like, pre-cell phone days where you stood someone else up, you're a schmuck. But today, it's becoming a norm, which is really unfortunate. And at the time, it wasn't a norm. It's hurtful, it's disrespectful, it's rude, and people are just trying to protect themselves. And to this day, I remember this whole situation about a girl I was not really interested in, didn't really want to date, who didn't treat me very well. And yet, here I am, 4 or 5 years later, we'll say 3, making a podcast episode about her because I remember. I remember what she looked like. I had gone on another Tinder date around the same time. The only thing I remember about that date was that she worked for Red Camera, which I thought was cool because I'm an actor. She could, you know, I'm a filmmaker, and she could take out Reds whenever she wanted. I had a terrible kale salad. It was so bad. And she was one of those lesbians who, like, there are some gay men who are like this, who think lesbians and gay men can't be friends. Because, no, we're not the same. But we can be friends. And, like, we can bond over discrimination. And I think the glitter box is cleaning itself again. I don't know. But it was just one of weird, it was just, wow, peppermint schnapps, man. It's just one of those weird things where it was kind of like, okay, that's a strange thing. But honestly, I don't remember her name. Oh, I think she was from Colorado, because we talked about animals and coyotes and, you know, being on their land and such. I don't remember her name. Don't really remember what she looks like. I only remember her job because it was industry related. And it's because she didn't ghost on me. I wasn't interested and we didn't touch base again. That sound is water running. For some reason, once in a while, when my neighbors run water, it's so loud in my bathroom. Like, I literally, like, can't even hear Netflix in my own room. So, I think that's my cue to just cut this short, because this was an obstacle to film this episode. Multiple days late, running on no sleep, working 15-hour days, being seduced by the idea of peppermint schnapps, a cat in the litter box itself. It was very stressful filming this, and I hope it was a good story for you guys. As always, send me your own stories to ffgpodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow on social media. The Twitter is @51stghosts, that's 50firstghosts. You can also follow me on Instagram. I'm a little bit more active about the podcast. That's @yasmingasiri, yasmingasiri. That's also my Twitter as well. Don't forget to share, like, and subscribe. This is also on Google Play and Stitcher. So share it with your friends, even if they don't have iPhones. Until the next time, and if you're dating out there, good luck, because it's a ghost town.